anything like this before, but you and I have felt the same. He came to be in a former who could not be my faith. I said, he denied his proposition. I want to mention something to you. I have it here. For he said, it says before, it does not. This is the Greek, English, New Testament. It simply does not. Let's go back to the little bit. And he talks about reversing things. He had reversed the order in speaking about the matters of divorce and remarriage. I'm going to show you some things, first of all, and we'll come down to the folks. And as you see what is involved with these words. When he said, use a divorce, it's all about the way they forgive it. There is a difference, and I'm coming down here now. There is a term in what we're going to be and it's going to be forgiven. First of all, you can't hear what they are or they are. That is the truth. Yes. Because their engagements were serious. But their engagements are serious. But the only place where it says they build divorcement speaks of a marriage. There is no bill of divorcement involved in the old law or engagement. There's simply no bill of divorcement at all involved in the old law. It is found in Deuteronomy 24:1, when a man has a wife and married her, they go to death, and she cried to no greater in his eyes, because he had found some uncleanness in her, let him give her a ring of divorcement, and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. That's the way. You notice what it says. Let him give her a bill of divorcement. That's one thing. And stand around this house after the long the other thing. There's two separate things. He says the wrong one. But dear friends, a whore is an automobile. But you cannot use reverse thinking and say, oh, all automobiles are whores. That's what he's doing. I want you to take his example. And look, first of all, with his first one in Luke 15:18. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, ye are able to justify yourself before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is hideous in the sight of men is an abomination in the sight of God. It is easier for heaven and earth to pass over, than one tittle of the law to fail. Whosoever puts away his wife and marries another, to them the adultery, and whosoever marries her that is put away from her husband commits adultery. They were simply putting away their wife without the benefits of divorce. That's what they were doing. They're putting away their wife without the benefits of divorce, and to be justified before them, they were marrying another. That's why Christ reminded them that the old law has not failed. They were still in the old law. It is not an example for us today. Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Christ has become a law factor if you are justified by the law of your fallen from grace. We don't go through the old law to take justification for what we do today. We go back to the verse that applies to us today. So let's go back to Matthew chapter 19. And simply read the last part of the verse. It'll be out. Let them read it all because of time. Matthew 19:5. The Jews shall in one place. My dear friends and brothers and sisters, if you don't know
understand what that means is simply this. When two people become one flesh, they're going there for one of the reasons. They're going there for the knowledge they get out of it, and that's fornication, or they promise that they will be together for the rest of their life. Marriage is when two people become one flesh. Now, last part, verse 6. What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. How we have the protection and the strength which he has in his idea about divorce. Man is not the authority for divorce. God is the authority for divorce. He puts people together, he says, when they're married, and he says, let the thing are divorce. The thing he's talking about, I can think about for a couple. He's an unscriptural man. What happened to those people who said that's scripture? 1 John 3, 7 says, he that doeth righteousness is righteous. Psalm 119:32 says, all thy words are commandments of righteousness. When a man obeys God's commandments, he is righteous. He is doing things scripture. But it's the unscriptural people who did things unscripturally. Just think what kind of man he's talking about. That, for example, is that you married because of Sunday night. But this man he's talking about, this unscriptural man, they're all the same. Well, I should say, God, he's an unscriptural man. He could be a little affection. Could he be a pedophile? Sure, he could be a pedophile. That's not scripture. It's not scriptural people who just say it's unscriptural. Could he be an adulterer? Well, sure, he could be. Because adultery is unscriptural. He's an unscriptural man. Unscriptural man is written so scripturally. It's just between me and you that the gate comes. Let's look at that proposition. If a man unscripturally divorces his wife and marries another, where is the scriptural coming from? The issue that he's recognizing the law of man is the authority of divorce here, instead of God. But where is this girl coming from? Have you ever seen a girl sit down the problem of four months after they get herself out of the divorce and back unscripturally and say, I want to marry you? You see, this fellow and this woman had had to take their back a little bit before he married the separate woman, and he was in adultery. You did come in adultery. That's the simple fact of it. If his proposition is true, it's sort of back at the proposition of the scripture. But the simple fact is that you just don't divorce your wife on scripture, really. What about doing any fancy drinks around your salad? And yet, find the government at the courthouse desk waiting for you to be married. She's the one you had to take the family. So then the verses are back in 19 and 5 apply to the man, not to the woman. He's the guy that's been hanging around. Now, let's go. I'm going to come back down. I want to show you again this Greek word that means divorce. Remember, God is the authority for the word of man. God is the authority for the word of man. And when the promise he has, moment, so on. But this is okay. They had defected from the marriage bed, and they are in apostasy on, and in outside, they're divorced. Now look at him, Matthew 19, 6. But God has joined together, let not man from the curse. Jesus said that he's talking about it here. He's talking about running it before he has to be by the horse. I'm going to show you one more. And look at this one here, and everyone is using the Bible. And I don't want you to understand what the Greek looks like. I'm going to bring that down to you. And let me see. Sorry, you can see.
Back in the book, we'll talk about the beginning of the most thing.
Luke 14:4. Christ is the man who has the prophecy that stands in the way. He not fulfilled on the man, he sent him away from it. He does not fulfill on the man's voice. Christ was here and not man. Yes, and Christ and Power had a conversation. And Power said, don't you know I had the power to crucify you? Don't you set you free? I'm coming on again. Send you away. My dear friends, Christ and Power were there. Because after the world does not bring the Lord up to the sea of the divorce, and you are divorced from the one you get from America. In Acts 15:35, at Philippi, the Baptist priest, speaking of all of us, said, let these men go. Friends, all the times those Baptist priests were buried. But it is not going on. In Acts 19:41, the Council of Ephesus dismissed the assembly. The apple of the assembly. The word apple of the lot is there. It is also used as a part of it. Hebrews 14:23. Believe after our brother Timothy is set at liberty. Again, the word apple of the lot. He wasn't buried for Romans, he was divorced. Now, those are just a few of the many places in the Bible where apple of the lot is used, and it means foot of rain every time. It does not mean the word unless you go to the International Version, which is a perversion. The International Version is the only version that has ever happened to you. But it says divorce. But it's well. And when people say that after a little while means divorce, they're twisting the scriptures. It's a simple word. Let's go back to this one here. John 19:10 says the pilot of reasons from the Greek, the Greek reason a little bit backwards, Greek, liberation of the Greek, says so therefore to him pilot, to thee take the crown up, Lord God, by the glory I have to crucify thee, for the glory I have to release thee. May he know how to get out of the hour. Together and finding that they both mean to just stay home. Now let's get back to that. Luke 16:18. This image comes as Pharisees. Because they were covetous and they wanted all the people they could get, they were simply ignoring the law of Moses. They didn't find anything in their life that would call for the courts. Notice again, Deuteronomy 24. It says, find some uncleanness in her. Their breath had to have some uncleanness in them. But they didn't find uncleanness in them. They were divorcing it anyway because of their covetousness. Not the subject matter. Divorcing remarriage is not the subject matter of those verses. Divorcing remarriage is an example of their covetousness. They were putting away their wives without the benefit of divorce. That's the reason why that the admonition is in verse 17, where it says that it's easier for heaven and earth to pass away than one tittle of the law to fail. They were still under the old law. They still had to find someone in this to tell them what that means. It simply means shameful, unclean nakedness. And if you don't know what shameful, unclean nakedness is, go down to Miami Beach and watch the TV go by. That's what gets off the back of all of them. In other words, if the wife had gone out and exposed herself to relationship, not have exposed herself, then he would have a right to divorce her if she acted shameful and nakedness. At the time, that Christ said, I'm reading to you from from Hillel, who wrote the matter of the course, it's from Clark Commentary, who wrote the matter of the course for the Jews at that time. It was not called the false course. It says, on the fifth day of the week, five, in the month of five, in the year of five, in the province of five, five, the son of five, in the city of five, with my entire consent of my own mind, and without compulsion, and the force dismissed and expelled the guard of blank, or what was everything he is following. Let this be a bill of the force from me according to the law of this individual. That's what they were doing. They were simply putting away their minds without the benefits of the force and bearing another. And if they look at the English word, that that's what they were doing. It's called victory. Yes, the force happens the moment of the defection because a prophecy on the English word means a defection. Thank you, Matt.